Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Paula Campbell, coordinator for the Macoupin-Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition. And welcome to the show, Paula.
Thanks for having me.
Paula, we're going to discuss today the Macoupin-Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition and what the organization actually is and does. And, well, I remember we did have an earlier talk at one point, and over the recent past, the former Anti-Meth Coalition of Macoupin County was part of what now is this organization. Maybe you could talk about the blending of the new organization, as we'll call it on this interview, and sort of what are your goals and so forth.
The Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition started back in 2003 when the meth epidemic was really hitting the Macoupin County area as well as the Montgomery County area. And over the years, we addressed a lot of different topics besides just meth use and prevention as well as treatment. We addressed things like the opioid epidemic. We addressed things like synthetics. We helped create a countywide ordinance, things like that. And the Montgomery County has created a coalition as well, and they had called theirs the Reality Coalition. And they were doing some of the similar work that we were doing, and we thought that it would be nice to do a regional coalition, that we could work together and partner and bring both counties together to address both substance use as well as mental health, because they do go hand in hand. So 2 years ago, we blended them and called it the Macoupin-Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition. And since then, we've been doing many of the same things we were doing before. Our number one focus is community education and awareness, as well as working together with all the resources that both counties offer as far as prevention work and treatment, and trying to pull all the partners together so that we have a common voice and common goals. And mainly those goals is to raise awareness, provide access to care, and help individuals know what those resources are.
When we talk about meth or opiates, lots of news about it and all of the things that have went into opiate addiction and things like that. Maybe just a little short look at where are we at? Do you see any good news, or is it still a big crisis? Well, obviously it's still big, but do you see any downward trends as far as the abuse of, say, opiates or meth?
You know, the trends, like all things, go up and down throughout, you know, if you look at a six-month trend, a year trend, a two-year trend, they kind of do cycles. Maybe meth might be stronger at one time, then opioids will be stronger. I feel like all the laws and efforts that's been done around opioid use over the last couple years has made an impact. There is more funding now available to our counties as well as statewide and nationally for treatment centers, and that's making an impact too. And unfortunately, due to COVID and all the restrictions that we've had around access to care and just, you know, people kind of being in solitude, everyone kind of, you know, hunkering down, has created some barriers for not just drug treatment or substance abuse treatment, but for many types of things. And it's creating a rise in mental health issues as well. So we are seeing over the last 9 months since COVID hit an increase in both mental health issues as well as substance abuse. So we're trying to, you know, raise awareness that these treatment programs are still there. They've changed their programs to be able to do some virtual things as well as smaller group settings for people to access the care that they need. And it's important for people to know that those resources are still available to them, even with the current restrictions that we have around COVID.
What are some of the things the Macoupin-Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition do? I know you are involved with the a prescription medication take back program. That's an annual event. And what are some of the other, I guess you would say, outreach things that you do to get more word out?
Well, over the years, we've hosted a poster contest in October with the school districts as a way for middle school and high school kids to do some peer-to-peer education, where they draw posters, they submit those, and then we turn around and do award the winners and create posters for the schools. Unfortunately, this fall, we chose not to do that program, with all the different schools functioning a little different manner with COVID, it was going to be hard to reach the students. We're looking at seeing how we can do something through the winter months in a virtual contest to try and keep the conversation going. We're also looking to do in the next coming months some virtual Facebook Live events where we would be doing kind of people might be familiar with the application called Zoom. It's a way that multiple people can talk at the same time over video, and we can broadcast that through Facebook. And we're going to try and bring some of our partners together who are treatment partners and talk about their services, prevention plans, things that families can do to respond if they have someone using and they're looking for resources. So we're going to be trying to do some of those events over the next couple months to raise awareness. And you'll be able to find those events on our Facebook page, which is Macoupin Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition is the name of our Facebook page. And we'll be launching those events there, and they'll be live and recorded. So you could join during the live event, or you'll be able to watch outside of that time frame. In the past, we've also hosted community events, mainly at schools, town hall meetings, things like that, to raise awareness, where we invite the different treatment providers, as well as law enforcement and state's attorney, to be involved, like a panelist discussion, and just try to raise awareness. We also try to promote other drug-affiliated prevention efforts throughout the year as they come along, just to keep the conversation going. We're always looking for volunteers, and it can be from as your professional that you want to be a part of the coalition. We have many professionals that are a part, Macoupin County Health Department, Montgomery County Health Department, Carmelaria Hospital, Staunton Hospital, St. Francis in Litchfield, Macoupin County and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. We invite the Drug Task Force team to participate, as well as Gateway, Chestnut Health Services. Multiple professional organizations come together and talk about their services and how we can promote programming. But we also like to have volunteers and community partners as well, either people who are just vested in raising the voice and raising awareness and helping to bring this together, or maybe someone that's been affected by substance use or mental health, and their experience can bring something to our group that can help us reach more people. Our next meeting actually will be on November 19th. It will be a Zoom meeting. We will I will post the information on our Facebook page so that people can have access to the link and join us if they would like. Again, that'll be November 19th at 4 p.m.
Speaking of meetings and those who work with your coalition, about how many meetings do you have, and sort of what is the meeting type agenda? Say someone's interested, but they sort of interested in how it's done.
Yeah, we've went to bi-monthly meetings, so once every other month is how we're currently hosting meetings. We're hosting them again virtually through a Zoom platform, and mainly we will give everyone an opportunity to talk about what's happening with their programs, so that we can all be aware and be able to make referrals back and forth and help support if one organization is promoting a particular program at that time. We can help promote each other's programs and bring more awareness. And then we'll talk about what we can do as a group as well. Similar on October 24th, it was National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. We did a press conference on October 16th with Senator Andy Menar and many of our organizational members came together, and we did this press conference that was viewed on Facebook, and news press releases were done. So we'll talk about programs like that, like what can we do together collectively to raise the voice about mental health and substance abuse treatment options, and that to let people know that they're not alone in this and where they can reach out for help.
And Paula, as we get ready to end the show, you mentioned you have a Facebook page for the coalition. If someone's interested or they'd like more information, again, just a reminder of what they can do to get the additional information.
Absolutely. They can, one, like and follow our Facebook page, the Macoupin Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition. You can message us that way. You can also call me directly. My cell phone number is 217-899-3449. And you can, you know, just reach out, and I'd be glad to invite you to our next meeting, or if you have ideas that you would like to see done in your community or a way to raise awareness. That's all it takes, is one person's idea on how we can raise awareness, and we'll all pull together and make that idea come to life.
Paula Campbell, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.